Good afternoon. We have a quorum. Good afternoon. And welcome all the stalwarts who aren't studying for their finals or aren't giving finals. No, that hasn't started till next week. It's nice to see you on this bitter December day. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Okay, amendments? Amendments to the agenda? They promised me that they were.
Now it's working.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to add to the nominating committee report elections for expired faculty seats on the undergraduate curriculum committee.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. And I have two that I would like to add. Under reports as number E, the election committee. There'll be a report from the election committee as to distinguish from the nominating committee. The election committee is about the student elections. Any that's right, it's faculty elections too, forgive me. Any objection? And lastly, under new business number B, the University Faculty Senate amendment to the University Faculty Senate charter. There are copies of that amendment up here if you would like to look at it, and I'd like to add that as item B on new business. Any objection? Okay, thank you. May I have a motion to approve the Senate meeting minutes from November 7th? Okay, any amendments or? Okay, any objections to approval? Okay, done. Announcements? Please come to a mic, please. Turn it
on?
No, I don't think so. Turn it on. There should be a little button right on the microphone itself. No?
That it?
Yes.
Oh, I'll say it again. I'm Rolf Swenson. I'm acting chief at Rosenthal for the year. We're going to have Matthew Louis make part of this announcement.
Yes.
But it's an extraordinary event. We are opening floors 1 through 3 of Rosenthal for the first 4 days of finals week, and floors 1 and 2 thereafter. The reason for the announcement is to ask for your help. This is an experiment. Last spring, various students made kind of a mess, and the library was considering not opening any floors. Instead, Matthew came to me and asked, could we open all 6 floors? I said, I don't think we can, but let's open floors 1 through 3. So we would like if you could put out the word to all faculty and students, you're very welcome, but please don't bring food in, don't bring beer, don't make tents out of books, and don't sleep on the floors that are closed. Now, a bunch of us are going to be there. I'm going to spend Monday night in my office. I'm going to walk around. Other people will be there until midnight from our staff. Now, there's far more exciting news coming from Matthew, so.
But wait. Could you make it clear what the hours?
Oh yes, we're 24 hours a day starting Monday. So then Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, 24 hours. And starting Friday night, floors 1 and 2 only will be open 24 hours. The building then closes at 5 p.m. on Monday.
Okay, give us the dates, just to make it
the 16th. So the final start Monday the 16th. So 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, floors 1 through 3, 20, 21, 22, and 23, I guess it is, floors 1 and 2.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Matthew?
Thank you, Dr. Swenson. Hi, everyone. My name is Matthew Louie. I'm the president of Student Association. Some other things that we added this year for finals week, as Dr. Swenson said, that would be interesting to the students, is we're going to have a puppy room this year for our students, which is basically a room inside the library, BRL 258. Students could come in and play with puppies to help relieve some stress. Some other things we're going to be doing is having our annual massage therapy, which would give students and faculty free 5-minute massages if you guys just want to relieve some stress. And our midnight breakfast is on December 16th, so if you guys want to come down, meet some students, it would definitely be interesting. Thank you, guys. Oh, and I'll leave some flyers down by Dr. Rohde, and you guys can pick them up, okay? Thank you.
May I just add that room 258 in Rosenthal is not within the library itself. It's you have to go in through the side that faces parking lot 6, just so you can find it. Okay. Any other announcements? There are no special motions, correct? Committee reports, undergraduate curriculum committee minutes dated November 7th.
I'd like to move the minutes from the November 7th, 2013 Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and move unanimous consent.
Any objections? Discussion? Okay, seeing none?
Thank you.
Okay, Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated November 6th, 2013.
I ask that the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated November 6th, 2013 be approved. Request
any
unanimous consent.
Objections? Discussion? Is that a yes, it's okay, or yes, I want to discuss? Oh, yeah, okay, done. Thank you. Nominating Committee Report, December 12th, 2013.
The nominating committee recommends that the following individuals that are on your sheet in the minutes, we're nominating them for election to the positions indicated on the sheet.
Okay. Any objections? Done. Go ahead, Ken.
I would like to nominate two faculty who are requesting renewed terms on the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. That is Sandra Babb from Music and Jacqueline Davis from Secondary Education.
Are there any other nominations on the floor, from the floor? Seeing none?
Thank you.
I will ask the secretary to count the vote. I'm sorry, to place the vote as one vote. I didn't say that right. I'll ask the secretary to cast all the votes for these nominations. Okay, fine. Thank you. Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees, nomination of Carol Jansen.
So I'm here representing that subcommittee. My name is Susan Rotenberg, and our committee is putting forth the name Carol Fredericks Jansen, who is an alumna of Queens College, class of 67 in geology. She also received her master's degree here. She then went on to get her PhD in material science from Stony Brook, and has ever since had a stellar career in the area of high-level nuclear waste disposal, which is an applied science. And as a woman, she really distinguished herself. She was the first woman to hold many positions. She did, for the last 30 years, she's been affiliated with the Savannah River National Lab, and rose to the level of a consulting scientist, which is level 40, which is the highest level, and there are only two people who can occupy that level at any one time. Anyway, if you read in your packet about the prizes and patents and publications that she received over her 30 years, you will be, I believe, duly impressed. And for that level of accomplishment, we feel that she is very well deserving of an honorary degree from her alma mater. So I submit her name for your consideration.
Is there any discussion? Objections? Okay. Before we go on to the election committee, Ken, can I just step back and please make sure that I have, that the Senate office has the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and email addresses of these folks so that we can, well, that's taken care of. Okay. Okay. Election committee. Yes. You're up.
Okay, Simone Yearwood, Chair of the Elections Committee. I would like to announce student elections nominations are for Monday, February 24th, 2014, through Monday, March 3rd, 2014, with a closing date of March 4th, after which no changes will be made. Elections, student elections will start on Sunday, April 6th, through Thursday, April 10th, 2014. The nominations, Monday, February 24th through Monday, March 3rd. Elections, Sunday, April 6th through Thursday, April 10th.
And please state the record date again.
The record date is March 4th.
So just for the historians in the room, and this is one day off, from last year, right?
Yes.
It's essentially similar dates, just, you know, day of the week, Monday to Monday. And what was that? Is there any further discussion? Questions? Objections? Okay, seeing none, we're done. Okay. New business, university faculty senate elections. As you may recall, 2 months ago, the chair of the university faculty senate, Terry Martell, came to talk with us about the importance of it, and I would encourage those of you, especially those of you who live in Manhattan, if you would consider being a university faculty senator. There's still 4 openings for full-time faculty, but what's really right now much more exciting to me is that for many, many years we have not had a part-time faculty senator representative on the University Faculty Senate, and we have someone who is a relatively new adjunct in the music department, James McElwain, and if you just stand up to say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So he's running unopposed as a part-time university faculty senate senator. Now, the rules are in the university faculty senate that the faculty body has to vote. Here at Queens, we have 2 faculty bodies, the college PMB, which is personnel and budget, and then we have the 2/3 of the senate. So I had a long discussion with the folks that make the rules, and it was decided, since this is the voting faculty rather than the PMB, which is the basically the chairs of the departments, that this would be continues to be the appropriate place to have university faculty senate elections. So I would ask that the faculty members, but not the student senators, vote that we take a vote for James McElwain for the part-time position of university faculty senate representative from Queens College to the university faculty senate. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming, James. And thank you for being willing to represent us. All Okay. UFS amendment to the UFS charter. Again, when Terry was here, he talked about the how complicated it is to make any changes to the University Faculty Senate Charter, and here is an amendment that basically consists of the following. The current method of amending the charter of the University Faculty Senate is burdensome, and as you can, and each college has to separately approve any kind of changes. So currently it's almost very difficult for the University Senate, Faculty Senate, to amend its own charter. And this amendment has been approved by the University Faculty Senate delegates at a plenary session. Now it must be approved by each faculty council or equivalent body like us. And we must represent at least 50% of all full-time and adjunct faculty. So what the University Senate, Faculty Senate is asking is that that you allow them to make a change in their current method of amending their own charter. So in order for that to happen, we have to discuss it. So it's now open for discussion and questions. Is there any discussion or debate or questions?
Kevin Ferguson, Department of English. Just to be clear, on the first page, it looks like the first two paragraphs where it says Article 8, those two paragraphs get deleted. Like the with the asterisks. I guess my real question is on the second page, is it everything under here is the proposed replacement? All of that text is replacing those first two paragraphs? Is that right?
Yes.
I see.
Any further debate? Basically, the change, to summarize, the change is that instead of having to go to each one of the faculty senates and equivalent councils, that the majority of the Senate will be able to make changes. Any objection to this amendment? Okay, then we're done. Thank you. Any other new business? Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful holiday and Happy New Year.